Greetings to you, my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. Welcome to another day on our daily devotion. Yesterday, we looked at a topic, the presence of God. Today, by the grace of God, we are looking at the evidences of the presence of God, as we open to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. The Lord bless his word in our heart. If we are to talk about the presence of God, most of the time people talk about the presence of God by what they feel. But it's more than a feeling. It's more than sensation. One can have a feeling of a presence and could be a demon. And one will be convinced that it's the Holy Ghost. Just like the scripture stated, that Satan disguises himself, he comes like an angel of light. He comes like Lucifer. You know, Lucifer means light bearer. He has lost that title. He has lost the title, the attribute of Lucifer, and he has become Satan. So we can't call him Lucifer now, because he has fallen short of that. But because he still have anointing on him, though perverted, he often disguise himself so to deceive. If we remember, like Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, in the year which King Uzziah died, in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, when the presence of God was revealed to him, when he appeared before the presence of God, he declared that he is a man of unclean lips, dwelling among people of unclean lips. But before that time, he never realized that. So one of the evidences of the presence of God is that he will convict us of sin. The more we realize we come into his presence, the more we realize how empty we are and how much we need mercy and grace. It's more than having knowledge or revelation. You can have that in your head, but the purpose of the truth is to reveal the presence of God. In fact, truth, the real truth, is as a result of the presence of God. As we continue, number one of the presence of God, or the evidence of the presence of God, is that Christ will be glorified, because the presence of God is the Holy Ghost with us. So when the Holy Ghost, the presence of God, comes to us, he will glorify Jesus Christ. He will not glorify his servants. He will not glorify Abraham. He will not glorify, no flesh will be glorified in his presence. So, a lot of fellowship or assemblies today that have recognized Brother Branham as a prophet of this age may not realize this, to know that it's deeper than that, to say you have this the presence of God. Many of those assemblies really don't have the presence of God. Otherwise, the word of God is false. Because Jesus said, "Albeit when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall lead you into all truth." And Jesus is the truth. So the Holy Ghost can never be there and Jesus is not glorified. John said, "I have to decrease for Christ to increase." He has to decrease for Christ to increase. Abraham has finished his work. He came to point us to Jesus Christ. He has to give way for Christ to be manifested. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One of the evidences of that Holy Ghost, of the presence of God, which is the Holy Ghost, is that there will not be confusion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There will be peace and joy. There will be strength and comfort. There will be love, which is agape, because God is love. So the more we appear in His presence, or we experience His presence, the more we will be full of love, not hatred. The presence of God is our protection. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is when we are in His presence that we are truly protected. The evidence of the Holy Ghost, one of it again is there will be wisdom, understanding also granted unto us as we experience His presence. There will be faith. There will not be fear. The more we walk with Him, the more we'll be bold. The fear will disappear. Faith will take over us. We'll be courageous in His presence, because the presence of God is for encouragement. He grants us that fearlessness to move on as we are confronted with troubles as a result of walking with Him. In His presence, there is healing to our spirit, soul, and body. It is the presence of God that is called the salvation of man. His presence comes to save us. His presence comes to transform us from glory to glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The presence of God we experience daily will be transforming us into the likeness of Jesus Christ from glory to glory. He will take us from babyhood until we reach the stage of maturity, the stage of perfection. It is in His presence that we have victory, because On our own, we can do nothing. The presence of God is what we need always to come to the level of what God wanted man to become, which is Jesus Christ, when he said to man, be fruitful. That was why Adam needed to be coming to his presence. God has said it, but that can only be actualized by Adam coming to his presence always to feed from the tree of knowledge or of tree of life instead of tree of knowledge of good and evil. The more we are eating in his presence, the more our flesh will be put onto will be subjected to the leadership of the Holy Ghost. When we get born again, there is a battle. The flesh wants to take over against the Spirit of God. But we have been granted the power to hearken to the leadership of the Holy Ghost against the flesh. I pray that God will help us to always desire and to allow him to lead us, to allow him to guide us, to allow him to help us realize how much his presence is important to us. The Lord bless his word in our hearts. Shalom.